Carlton is the first cab off the rank, and the CEO at the Blues is Stephen Triggin. He's been good enough to kick off the series for us on this Thursday afternoon. Good afternoon to you, Stephen.
Andy, it's a great pleasure. Happy New Year to you.
And to you. Everybody's fresh. We're all starting with a clean slate, and we're all, you know, like to think that we're on an even keel at this stage of the year. How would you describe the sense of mood down at the Carlton Footy Club as we sit here this afternoon?
Well, you're quite right, firstly, is that at this time of the year, Andy, there's always a great sense of optimism and stronger, faster, fitter, and you know all of that. And so it's normally the case at a footy club this time of year, it's really positive. But in answering your question, I have to say there's just an extra bit at Carlton at the moment. There's a really, really positive vibe. We can feel the progress, and we can feel and measure the learning, and the vibe right through from what's happening on field to some of our progress off field has been really, really very palpable over the summer. So, you know, and supporters would expect to hear that, but it genuinely feels very positive at the moment about the progress that we're making. So, you know, from my perspective on that and some of the metrics that are bubbling up, I couldn't be any happier at the moment.
Is there a key measurement that you use? Is there a number that you look at? Is it a conversation you have with supporters? Is it feedback you get from your staff? Is there something that you use outside of your own gut feel to measure that?
That is a great comeback question, and you know, my motherhood statement about the vibe could be viewed by cynics as yes, just this time of the year. But there is an enormous amount of measurement across a whole range of things at AFL clubs. So, in answering your question, if I was to think about how the body composition of some of our players has changed throughout the pre-season so far, and that means that shows real progress in terms of our conditioning standards and where we're at and headed with all of that. That might extend to running times. It might extend to a demonstration of learning of new game plan, new running patterns, etc., just in the playing sense. You know, off the field, if you look at some of our social media metrics, they're in a couple of instances competition leading at the moment. Membership is really ahead of the curve and going well. So, you know, there are a lot of really good, quite easily measurable things that are going quite well.
You mentioned body types and, you know, the strength and running faster and all that sort of stuff. And this is a question I was going to ask you a bit later on, but it kind of comes in now. After the 4 years that, you know, one of your great rivals, the Essendon Footy Club, has endured, how much of the protocols around the areas that Essendon fell through the cracks in, how much of the protocols at Carlton been addressed and tightened up, Stephen, if they needed to be tightened up in relation to that sort of stuff?
Well, I think I can just briefly, Andy, talk competition-wide at the moment. I mean, a couple of years ago, when this all came to be, the AFL itself and with a blanket approach across the competition, tightened up a whole series of protocols about intravenous injections, about the role of the doctor, storage of supplements, record keeping and the like. And so Carlton, like every club, has gone a long way forward in terms of all of those protocols. And then there are others that clubs will individually apply in terms of the way supplements and a whole range of things are governed, and kept, and security measures, and record keeping and educational. So it is often the case, isn't it, that when there's a crisis of some sort, like we've seen, there is a lot of learning out of it. And I would venture to say that every club across the competition, Carlton included, has improved their, let's call them broadly, protocols, you know, really significantly.
And from a CEO's perspective, are you, in terms of chain of command and what you need to know, what you need to have your hands on in terms of, you know, accountability if and when, you know, the event of something bad happens, has it changed the responsibilities that you see as being key to your role?
There's a lot of reporting, Andy, because the broader operation of the footy club at the moment is quite extensive, and so like commercially and in terms of a whole range of regulatory requirements on field and off field. So I think the shortest answer to that is getting good information, good reporting, good information on the way through, whether I'm a CEO or the president, the board. Getting good information is critical to all of that. And I think, you know, it's a big topic. I think that's as succinctly as I can answer it, really.
Yeah, no, we probably need a couple of hours to really go into the nuts and bolts of all of that. Maybe one of these days we might dedicate a lot of time to the conversation. The coach, Stephen, he's a breath of fresh air from a Carlton perspective. It's not very often in the history of this football club that they've sort of gone down the direction that you've gone down with Brendan Bolton. He's bedded in now. How are you assessing, you know, without a ball being bounced, how are you assessing his performance so far?
Well, the rider that you put on is 100% right, is that we haven't fired a shot in anger. We haven't gone to the competition. We haven't had the scoreboard pressure. But look again, and maybe people would expect me to say this, but this is quite genuine, is that I and we couldn't be happier with the way our entire coaching group is going at the moment about it. The clarity, I think maybe for me, Andy, having been in footy clubs for a long time, the clarity that Brendan has brought in his own mind, the clarity about what we're going to teach, the way we're going to teach it, the creation of the environment to best facilitate that development of our players has been on show and utilising almost every minute of the day to be able to get as far as we can, as quickly as we can. Honestly, it's been really super impressive. And Carlton supporters should be feeling really bubbly about the fact that, I'm serious, we're making good ground. And yeah, we haven't taken a hit on the scoreboard yet, but the progress is there. You can see it, you can feel it. Now, how far it takes us, you have to keep in mind we took 1,000 games, or in one way or another, 1,000 games of experience went from our list at the end of last year, and it was replaced with about 100. Now, in and amongst that 100 is some of the most exciting young talent that I've seen for a long time, and it will grow, but it will take a bit of time, and that's not, you know, shielding ourselves and buying ourselves a bit of time, it's just the reality of the plan that we're undertaking. But it is exciting. It's an overused word, but it's exciting to see these guys develop, whether they're, you know, early draft picks or the few guys who've come from other clubs at 21, 22 years of age. Watching them develop in and around Brendan's program is really very impressive. So the short answer to your question is he's settled in really well. He's working hard as I've seen. And and as a group, they've gelled and settled in, a coaching group, I mean, really, really very well.
Stephen, what about you hear stories coming out from Carlton employees about his whole of club approach. And I don't know whether this is something that he's brought over from Hawthorn, but or whether it's something that he individually feels is really important. But it sounds like he's engaging all elements of the footy club, front office, executive, all elements in what the footy operations department is doing. They're not a group aside within the organisation. They want to be very much part of the club. Is this something that you've noticed him doing?
Well, spot on. Let me broaden it out a bit for you. Is it that whole of club approach is a whole of club responsibility. In other words, whether you're the president or any one of the 100 staff or myself, and we're all pushing along this whole of club approach. So pushing towards 51,000 members, for example, which is our target, by round one, which would be a record for our club, is a whole of club effort. If we talk about any aspect of what we're doing at the moment, it's a whole of club togetherness, the creation of our values and our behaviours. Whatever we're doing is a whole of club approach. Now, that was a really strong point, a strong platform for which we were looking for from our coach. So right from the outset, from the first conversation with Brendan, that was on the table. And, you know, it's one of many, but one of the key reasons that we went with Brendan is his immersion in understanding that to be a successful club, you've got to have a lot of things go right, but at its core, you have to have a united club from the playing group through to the finance group, the board, you know, the high-performance staff. And so you'll find, Andy, it'll be a really strong theme for us, whole of club all the time.
And you mentioned, you know, the finance department. I think, you know, everybody in footy knows that, you know, the Blues have been flusher financially than they probably are right now. And you may have discovered things upon entering the job that maybe you didn't previously know about as Anthony Hudson drives past and tries to distract me. In a simple way, Stephen, and as honestly as you can, how are the finances of the footy club looking?
Well, you saw last year a result that was really, you know, really tough. And it continues to be tough. And when you finish 18th, there's no, I mean, you ask me to be honest, is this no magic dust? You know, I don't have, no one has the magic dust that you can sprinkle over it and just create, something big surplus. So it's like our footy team in many ways. We're going to need to be very, very well planned and very disciplined about the way we go about building growth into our commercial operations, and we're doing that. And there'll be a really significant turnaround into 2016, I can assure you of that, but it remains really, really challenging. And I'm sure that some supporters out there of whatever persuasion, you know, they hear this, we need your membership, etc., but it remains a reality that for all the commercial things that AFL clubs get involved in, at its heart, you know, membership is the heartbeat. So it's about growing our membership. It's about growing the corporate support back to where it was. There's so much, and you know this. You're a Blues man from a long, long time ago, long, long time back. The Carlton support is incredible. If we can activate it, we're flying.
Yeah, that's been the problem, hasn't it? With this club in particular, there was this conditioning for a long time that we didn't need your mum. We didn't need your membership. That was the message that came out of Carlton. The message was that they do things differently at Carlton, and it's hurt them in the last sort of 20 years.
Well, let's be really clear. I wasn't aware of some of that background, but let me be really clear. We need people's membership. So if they're wavering, they're thinking about it, or they've got a mate who's wavering, then please jump on, because it's going to be a really, really great ride.
Join them on the journey and be bound by blue. That's the campaign slogan this year. To sign up for a membership, call the Footy Club 1300 Carlton or visit membership.carltonfc.com.au. Stephen Trigg, the CEO, has already given us the key numbers. Just one last one before we let you go, Stephen, and it goes very much to a whole lot of the stuff that you've been saying. There are stories out there about, you know, rival tickets and people wanting to challenge and all this and all of that. I'm sure you've heard about it. I'm just guessing you have without knowing that. What do you say to those people who might be putting tickets together or being active in that area? What do you say to them?
Well, I don't know how much reality is. Yeah, of course I've heard it. And indeed, just for what it's worth, one of those names that got attached to it, I sought hearing with to get a better understanding, because often in those cases it's a lack of knowledge, it's a lack of understanding. So yeah, I had no hesitation in seeking a meeting with one of those people who was listed in a paper before Christmas. And
are you able to tell us who that was, or you'd rather
no? I don't think that's fair, but, but what I would say is it was a fantastic conversation.
Yep.
And I think I would like to think from their end really enlightening. So but it begs the question, doesn't it? Because Why would there be such a thought process anyway, given usually that is to create change? Because in the end, let's have a little reflection on the last 15 months. You know, the board went from 13 people to 10 to now 8, and it's had significant change. All of the Carlton people, all of your executive bar one has pretty much changed. We've had half the staff have changed in that 15 months. In the 13 months, we've had more than half the list change. We've had every coach change except for one, Johnny Barker, who's just a beauty. So if it's change that you're looking for, please, there's been change. Mm. And so when Brendan talks about a reset, that's what he's talking about, as well as, you know, what we're doing in terms of the way we go about learning. So there's been a lot of change. And I'm quietly confident, Andy, that the topic that you raise is, you know, I think people understand.
Stephen, thanks for joining us. Good luck for 2016. It's going to be fascinating to see what these kids can do in a short space of time and what the new coach can do. We really appreciate your time.
Yeah, I agree with you. I've enjoyed the chat, Andy. Thanks.